teams, like the first couple rounds of the tournament, you know, every team comes out every game trying to win, but there's something about that going on the road as an underdog that can make a team dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, every team we play from here on out is fighting for their last game just like we are. And so mentality locked in on the scouting report. And some of the little things that we've been working on in practice for the last few weeks, we're hoping to see today.
Yeah, what are some of those things you want to see your team come out and execute perfectly tonight, this afternoon?
Offensive rebounding. I feel like we, last couple games, haven't done that very well. We've been working on that. And then just, you know, our guards, defense, getting up the line, taking stuff away. And so you know, hopefully we can come out locked in on some of that stuff.
And I know you've got a couple seniors on this squad. What's it mean for them to get one more game here in the Reese Center?
It's important. You know, all these kids have played so many games here, shot so many shots here, and it's their last opportunity to do so. So I think it'll be good. Hopefully our kids can come ready to play.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck today.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Stay tuned. More to come here on the pregame show on WKLM.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Hobrins Insurance in Millersburg.
Looking to boost your career or gain new skills? Buckeye Career Center has two exciting new adult education courses, Intro to Industrial Robotics and Intro to Basic Machining. Whether you are a newcomer or a current worker looking to advance, these hands-on courses will prepare you for in-demand jobs in the Tuscarawas Valley. Call 330-339-2288 or visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org to register today. Did you know that BCC offers grant funding towards earning your CDL? Start your journey to a high-paying career with financial assistance.
Are you jumping around from office to office to take care of all your dental care for your family? Take a tip from Grin and Gary to get all of your work done at one dental office. We offer all services, whether it be routine care for all ages, braces, implant surgery, wisdom tooth removal, or root canals. All services can be done under IV sedation if you are anxious or afraid of the dentist. To find out more information, please visit our website, www.drbradwelsh.com, or give us a call. We wish all of our local athletes the best winter sports season.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a song. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pole buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
Ecoseal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation, waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, Ecoseal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
At the Mount Hope Auction every Wednesday, the Flea and Farmers Market opens at 7 a.m. The hay sale begins at 9:30 a.m. in Ring 2. At 9 a.m., the goat sale begins, followed by sheep. At 10:30 a.m. in the main ring, they start with farm calves, followed by dairy, pigs, hogs, feeders, followed by bulls, fat cattle, and call cows. The poultry and rabbit sale begins at 1 p.m. For more information on other sales and happenings at the Mount Hope Event Center throughout the year, you can go to mounthopeauction.com.
Trying to decide if now is the right time to stop renting and purchase a home? Ask yourself a few questions. Are you ready to settle down? Can you afford to pay for repairs and maintenance costs? For many people, the decision comes down to what you can afford at the moment. At the Kilbuck Savings Bank, our expert lenders are here to help you make one of the biggest decisions of your life. Everyone has different needs. Our job is to listen to your story and help determine the best way to turn the page on your life's journey. The Kilbuck Savings Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Check out this residential property located at 744 Diamond Alley in Millersburg. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $259,500. Come take a look at this newer three-bedroom, three-bath ranch home with a covered back deck and front porch on the dead-end street with little traffic. It also includes a landscape patio area and fish pond in the front, new AC and whole house generator, and spacious two-car garage with plenty of extra storage room. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Steve Mogg at 330-763-4769 or check it out at kaufmanrealty.com.
The Reese Center, Jake Seidel, Scott Meller with you as we get set up for this one between the Crusaders of Catholic Central and Highland. Quick programming note, folks, we're going to have a little bit of an extended pregame show. Catholic Central ran into some, bus issues and some road issues on their way up here. So they just arrived in about the last five or so minutes. So we got 21 minutes on our pregame clock here before we get this one started between the Hawks and the Crusaders. Highland coming in with a record of 18-4. They won their 30th consecutive IVC South title with a record of 12-0. And just another fantastic run. And again, that is their state record. They've extended their state record, and I'm still looking into it. I'm trying to find those numbers from around the nation, so we'll figure that out eventually. But 30 consecutive conference championships, a very impressive feat by this Hawks team. Hawks actually coming off a loss 48-38 against Strasburg in the IVC Showcase to finish up the season. Before that, they defeated Green 49-40 in a game Scott and I did. And Scott, in that game, the Hawks did a great job. You know, they were giving up a little bit of size to the Bulldogs, but they figured out other ways to manage that.
Yeah, it was a solid effort on the road for the Hawks that evening up at Green, and Green pretty much gave them everything they wanted. But Highland, again, a very veteran program. And we're going to see them here on this court today. Displaying, some of that, both senior leadership as well as a lot of the youthful, strength that a Highland program, continues to develop. Again, it'll be interesting to see with Catholic Central coming in with some height and some solid guard play, if they can hang with Highland. Again, albeit a team on a homestand, it's very rare that Highland will lose on their home court. Maybe one of the exceptions in probably the last 15 or so years, Highland losing both of their games in the Classic. So, but again, when you're talking about the competition that's played at the Classic in the country, that's something that's very different, and Highland went up against two of the most formidable teams in the Classic in 2025. So should be an interesting contest this morning here, or actually this afternoon here at the Reese Center and the Dave Schlabaugh Court here at Highland High School.
And again, you talk about the Classic in the country. Those losses came to a very good Brush team, 47-29, and another Archbishop Alter perennial powerhouse in some of the lower divisions. And then their first loss of the season came to Division One Strongsville. But even then, that was a five-point loss, 52-47. It just shows the fight that these Hawks have in them.
Yeah, and, it's also a rare occurrence that Highland will lose to somebody who's in their own backyard, especially in the IVC. You know, the IVC now having an IVC North division and an IVC South division, and, albeit a showcase event, there's not a whole lot of, there's not a lot to be put on a showcase competition, but I think that, you know, the fact that maybe 2 weeks down the road, we might see a rematch of that Strasburg Highland North versus South IVC champion contest. And, you know, that's something that if Highland takes care of business here in the next couple games and Strasburg takes care of their business in the next couple games, that could be something that local fans will be looking forward to.
I think so, too. And we've seen that the last couple of years where they'll meet up in the IBC showcase and then meet up later on down the tournament trail. Catholic Central today coming with a record of 14-8. They are coming off a win in the sectional semis against Toronto, 57-39. Before that, a loss to River and then two wins over Toronto and Frontier, but a loss to Oak Glen was before that one. Their other losses on the season coming to Harrison Central and the Huskies, Malvern 55-30, Steubenville 48-33, Edison 51-37, Harrison Central 49-27, and Buckeye Local 49-42. They're the number five seed in this East District tournament. Highland, of course, the number one seed. The other matchups in the sectional finals today, Conotton Valley, the number 11 seed, at number four, Hannibal River. Malvern, the number six seed, visits Frontier. And Bishop Rosecrans, the number 12 seed, just down the road at Strasburg in their sectional final at Strasburg.
Yeah, that looks like that'll be a number 12 versus number two seed in that other part of this district bracket.
So, again, the winner of this one will see either Conotton Valley or Hannibal River on the 19th at a neutral site. We'll go ahead and take a timeout. We'll come back and continue setting up this matchup next here on WKLM.
Your home is where life happens. At Kime, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Kime Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio, or online at kimehome.com. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Biker Sand and Gravel Incorporated has been serving the central Ohio areas of Wayne and Holmes counties since 1935. They're a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They're locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
The President's Day Super Sale is underway at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and we're kicking off our 80th anniversary year with savings throughout the store. As a member of one of the nation's largest appliance buying groups, we offer inventory levels and pricing equal to or better than all those larger stores. Are you building or remodeling? In addition to package discounts, we'll hold your appliances in our warehouse until you are ready for our professional installation team. So visit us today on State Route 83 South in Millersburg or 24/7 at millersburgelectric.com.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Hobron's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester. Boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Stop in for the BOGO sale all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have Armor Lunch Makers, Pilgrim's Nuggets, the Philly Steak Sandwich Steaks, Progressive Soup, and Brawny Paper Towels. All buy one, get one free. We also have Haagen-Dazs Ice Cream, Mayfield Sandwiches or Bars, Steak Amanga Steaks, Red Lobster Seafood, Old El Paso Soup, Sunkissed Drink Mix, Quaker Mini Rice Crisps, and all laundry detergent. Buy one, get one free. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IG Marketplace in Millersburg.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Back at the Reese Center, getting set up for this one between the Hawks and the Crusaders. Jake Seidel, Scott Meller with you. And Scott, when you take a look at this Highland team, you know you got to keep an eye on Joplin Yoder and Macy Mullett. Mullett on the outside, a great shooter, but also Joplin Yoder can shoot and go down low.
Yeah, Macy Mullett, a sophomore, 5'6 guard, you got to make sure you're getting somebody on her at all times, making sure she's not looking, you know, getting open looks on the perimeter. Not only can she dish it down to Joplin Yoder, but she moves it around. And then you also have 5'10 senior forward center Ellie Habiger, down low. And, the guards of Highland have many, many options, and one of those options obviously being that 6-foot senior forward Joplin Yoder, who is a Ashland commit, and we've seen her game improve a great deal even in the last part of this season. A year ago there were times when they would get the ball in low, and if a team had some height and had a couple defenders on Joplin, she may not have scored in those situations. But this year, not only has she improved her inside game in the paint, but, every once in a while you have to watch her as being a threat out on the perimeter. She'll just about every game, she'll chuck it up from three. And oftentimes, I'm not sure what her percentage is from three, but I think in advance of her moving on to the next level, that is another part of the game that I'm sure that will look attractive to a school like Ashland, and they want their players to be able to, to occasionally hit that, mid-range jumper as well as from three-point range.
We also heard Coach say he wants to see his team rebound better on the offensive end, and that's going to start not only with Yoder, but also Ellie Habiger. Sorry about that. Lost it in my mouth there as I'm trying to say it. She's done a great job on the boards, but also we've seen Tori Weaver come off the bench, and what she gives up in height, she makes up for in pure grit when she's out there.
Well, and so often rebounding is positioning, and you don't necessarily have to be, 5'8", 5'9", 5'10", in order to, be a good rebounder. Back in the day, and I'm sure that, schools in our local area that have never necessarily been blessed with super height, both on the boys' or the girls' level, you have to teach 6 foot three boys and, 5 foot six girls how to rebound. And again, it's about timing, it's about positioning, and it's like you said, it's about grit, it's about determination. So, again, you know, Highland, as kind of, you know, planned and expected, they are, you know, certainly one of the better teams in this part of Ohio. And now with the seven divisions and, you know, and such, you know, I think that they could have that opportunity to continue to go on a really good run. But again, I think that competition against Strasburg here just about a week ago sort of starts to put a little bit of a question mark. But yet, knowing what I know about the Highland program and their tradition and their history, that might be something that will motivate them and hopefully advance them, you know, not only through this part of their tournament bracket, but then possibly on into the regional and on into the state competition.
And you take a look at Catholic Central. They've played some pretty good schools. They've had a few good wins out there, but you're going to be looking first at Mara Delaney, who's averaging just under 14 points a game, shooting 40% from the floor this season. Then behind her, you've got Mary Rhodey, who's averaging a double-double, 11.2 points a game and 12.6 rebounds per game, and she shoots 35% from the floor.
Yeah, it, you know, watching them warm up, they are an athletic team. They do have some length to them. They are a combination of both veteran players as well as some kids that are in that sophomore, junior level that, you know, are continuing to improve. So, you know, despite bus problems, despite some road problems this morning with this ice and snow that we've had, you know, I think that they look like they're coming in very enthusiastic, and I think we're in for a very good contest. Again, it is Ohio High School Athletic Association tournament basketball, and the Reese Center is starting to fill up a little bit here. Most Highland fans, but there are a nice core of fans here from Steubenville Catholic Central.
We've got a great matchup coming up here for the first sectional tournament game for Highland this season. Stay tuned. We'll come back at our final thoughts and keys to the game next here on WKLM.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes in surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Holmes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabile Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabile knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult,
individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
If you are looking for experienced help in investing for retirement or other goals, please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have been serving investors in the Holmes County area for more than 30 years. My firm offers a full range of investment choices, individual stocks, mutual funds, bonds, CDs, which are FDIC insured, annuities, and life insurance and long-term care insurance. Securities are held by LPL Financial, which is a member of SIPC.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pool buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
Back at the Reese Center as we get set up for this one here. Sectional championship basketball between Highland and Steubenville Catholic Central. Jake Seidel and Scott Miller with you. Great to be with you this afternoon, folks. Don't forget, we've got more games coming your way today. We'll have two games from the IVC Showcase here on the FM side. And then later tonight, we'll have West Holmes boys battling Maysville. Not their tournament matchup, their regular season finale, as West Holmes will look to, you know, maybe get a little sneak peek of Maysville, see what they might be able to do when they meet in the tournament next week. As we get set up for this one today, the Hawks in their home whites trimmed in red and black. Red numerals on the front and back with a Highland across the front. Meanwhile, blue road uniforms for the Crusaders. Today's national anthem is brought to you by the Holmes County Veterans Service Center in Millersburg.
Loved one needs physical, occupational, or speech therapy services, trust the team at Walnut Hills in Walnut Creek to help. Walnut Hills has been awarded a 5-star rating from CMS, as well as a high-performing rating from U.S. News. The data used to determine the rating shows a higher percentage of Walnut Hills rehabilitation residents return home than the state and national averages, and the rehospitalization rate for Walnut Hills residents is about half of the state and national averages. Walnut Hills offers both inpatient and outpatient therapy services. Call us at 330-8 893-3200.
These starting lineups are brought to you by Home Siding Contractors, just outside of Millersburg off State Route 39. Try the Viwinco line of windows with energy-efficient technology. They will save you money on energy costs at Home Siding. Now, the starting lineups here is Scott Miller.
Thanks a lot, Jake. Coming in for the number 5 seed, the 14-8 Crusaders of Steubenville Catholic Central, coached by head coach Rocky Bragg. Starting for the Crusaders, number 1, a 5'11 junior forward, Mary Rohde. Number 2, a 5'4 senior guard, that's Natalie Shrepko. Number 10, a 5'6 sophomore forward, Aurelia Hoover. Also starting, a 5'10 sophomore center post player, that's number 12, Monica Bolster. And a 5'7 sophomore guard, number 13, Mara Delaney. Those are your starting lineups for Steubenville Catholic Central. Now for the home team on the scoreboard this afternoon, the number 1 seed, 18-4, Highland Hawks. Starting for the Hawks, coached by head coach Brady Schlabaugh. Number 2, a 5'6 sophomore guard, Macy Mullett. Number 3, a 5'10 senior forward, Ellie Habiger. Number 11, a 5'5 junior guard, Evie Mast. Number 15, senior 5'7 guard, Trish Troyer. And number 35, senior forward center, 6-foot Joplin Yoder.
As here's the jump from the Hawks, it'll be one by the Hawks. So the starting lineups were brought to you by Home Siding Contractors, offering Provia exterior doors, professionally crafted and customized to meet your needs, style, and needs. As here's a 3 in the corner from Trish Troyer, no good. Rebound there brought in by Delaney. I correct myself, that was Hoover. She'll lose the basketball, and now bringing it the other way is Macy Mullett. Again, called. Well, here's a 3 ball on the way, and it's nothing but net by Joplin Yoder. You can call Home Siding Contractors for a free in-home consultation at 888-752-6619 or on at Home Siding. As that pass lobbed and taken away, that'll be the second turnover on the Crusaders. As we go right wing side, Trish Troyer thought about a 3, now kicks it to Mass in the corner, back to Mullett. Now inside, here's Joplin Yoder for a 2 at the charity stripe, no good. Rebound going to be brought in by Shrepiko. She's across the timeline, going to send it forward, near side now for Hoover. Hoover has it up top, it's a 3-0 Hawks lead. She's going to drive down to the baseline, puts it up, no good, but a foul. They're going to say Habiger gave her a bit of a hip check there. And that'll be the first foul of the contest.
Aurelia Hoover on the line.
So Hoover at the line shooting 2. Front end is up and no good. Sounded like we had a dog barking in here, Scott.
Yeah, I don't know if it's one of the fans.
I think it might have been from the Highland student section on the far side, as Hoover's second attempt is up and good. And that'll get the Crusaders on the board. They trail 3-1. Mullett in the backcourt, trapped in the corner, gives it up to Habiger. She'll send it forward for Yoder. Yoder comes down with it, gets past her defender, now drives to the top of the key, kicks it left wing side. Troyer thought about the corner 3. Inside for Joplin Yoder. Stays on the rim and drops in for 2. Joplin Yoder has 5 points. It's a 5-1 lead for the Hawks as Shrepiko brings it across the timeline. Going to try to pass it inside. Her pass knocked away to Delaney. Delaney in the lane. Almost lost the basketball and now going to kick it back out up top for Hoover. Hoover on the right wing side gets the pass off to Delaney to reset the offense as she moves to the right wing side. Now drives in, kicks out left for Bolster. Back inside and a foul going to be called here. I think they're going to get
Evie Mast that one.
On the push, I thought they were going to get Joplin Yoder on a blocking foul there, but she was set in her, she was trying to take that away. We'll see Tori Weaver check in for the first time today. That ball inbounded to Mary Rohde. She wants to drive on the right side, gets down to the block, throws up an awkward shot, no good. Tori Weaver gets the rebound and gives it up to Joplin Yoder. Yoder across the timeline. The Ashland commit drives the lane. Lost the basketball. It'll be picked up there by Bolster. Going the other way. One-on-one driving in against Mullet. Will put up an awkward shot. Can't get it to fall. Weaver with another board as she brings it up and will give it up to Mullet across the timeline. Mullet on the right wing side now working one-on-one. Picks up her dribble. Needs some help. Finds Joplin Yoder at the free throw line. Kicks it left wing side. Trish Troyer for three. Off the rim, no good. Joplin Yoder, the offensive board. The putback, no good. And Perrin Mischer will come down with the offensive board, but she'll be tied up, and that'll go to the Crusaders. Good job, though, by Perrin Mischer, and we've seen her grow a lot this season since she started or played her first game as a freshman. Delaney across the timeline can't handle the ball, but Mullet can't keep it from going out of bounds. So it'll be Aurelia Hoover to inbound this one in front of the Hawks bench. Ellie Habiger to check back in at the next whistle as Hoover has it back. Kicks it back up top to Sharpico. Her pass picked up off the ground there by Rohde. Going to hand it off to Delaney, who drives in now. Kicks it for a long three. Sharpico can't make it fall. Rebound goes to Joplin Yoder. She gives it up. As Mullet across the timeline, finds Trish Troyer. Now back up top for Yoder. Yoder will be fouled there. So you're going to get Mara Delaney on that one. She kind of went in trying to hand check that ball away and just got the wrist. At the conclusion of tonight's ball game, we'll be announcing the Threatening Player of the Game. That player will receive a free T-shirt, courtesy of Threatening Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Troyer gets the ball in the corner. A three from her off the mark. Rebound going to come all the way out on the near side into the Crusaders bench. It'll be a team rebound for Central. Hoover looks to inbound against the pressure from the Hawks. We'll get it into Rohde. Rohde goes towards the far sideline. Gets across the timeline. Now lobs inside. Too much mustard on that pass for Bolster as it goes over ahead and out of bounds.
Be the third turnover for the Crusaders.
In a bit of a scoring drought, it's still a 5-1 lead for Highland. 4.5 to play here in quarter number one. Weaver gets it in, and double-teamed immediately is Evie Mass, and they're going to call a foul.
Looks like that might be on number two, Natalie Sharpico.
And she's going to be called, I think I saw the elbowing as the indication by the referee.
Yeah, the Crusaders not certainly backing down so after a long bus ride.
They tried the full court press. Tori Weaver able to get out of it and gets it up top and across the timeline to Mischler. Now Evie Mass thought about a three. Now trying to get rid of the ball. Finds Habiger driving down to the block. Puts it up off the glass and give Ellie Habiger 2 points. And that makes it a 7-1 ball game. Across the timeline now. Here's Delaney going to give it back up top. As we move to the right wing side with Hoover. Hoover kicks down now on the right wing side. Pass comes up top as Delaney drives in, puts up a free throw line jumper, no good. Gets her own rebound. Her putback's no good. Offensive board by Rohde, putback is no good. Another offensive board by Delaney. Delaney in the near corner picks up her dribble, looking for help. Will give it up to Hoover. She starts falling out of bounds. Her pass intercepted by Weaver. Ball's on the ground, though. It'll be taken away by Rohde, who puts it up. Off the rim, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Crusaders. So a turnover each way there. And it will maintain a 7-1 lead for the Hawks with 3:36 to play in the quarter. Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years and located in Millersburg, serving surrounding areas. Call or text 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs. Left wing side now. Joplin Yoder drives in. Euro steps and puts it up to finish. Timeout Highland will take it with them. 9-1 the lead for the Hawks here on WKLM.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
9-1, the lead for the Highland Hawks here. 3:27 to play in this quarter. Chase Heil, Scott Meller with you. And Scott, the Hawks so far, they've had a few good looks on offense. They've hit on a good number of them, and they're just holding the Crusaders from really getting anything going.
Yeah, now with Highland's regular starters back in the game, I think they're just going to see if they can start to quickly or slowly pull away from the Crusaders.
Delaney pulls back at the charity stripe, going to work the right wing side, now drops back towards the Highland logo, kicks on the right wing side here to Gemma Rigo. Pounds pass to Shrapico. Now Rigo has it again, down on the block, puts it up over top of everything. Habiger with the board through some contact. We'll give it up to Mullet. Mullet's across the timeline, driving onto that left wing side. Going to kick it on the right wing side. That pass will be knocked away and intercepted there. As driving in is Hoover, stops, and she'll be called for the travel. She tried to jump stop and just could not get both feet stopped. That's the fifth turnover on Catholic Central.
Yeah, that following the fourth turnover on the Lady Hawks.
Right wing side for Perrin Mishler. Now inside and unable to hold on to the pass there was Yoder. And now the ball knocked away from Mary Rohde, but she was fouled. As that'll be the second on Ellie Habiger, the third on the team. It's Mishler and Habiger check out here. Weaver and Trish Troyer back in. Here's Shrapico in the backcourt across the timeline. Looks to move onto that right wing side. Picks up her dribble, goes left wing side for Delaney. She'll give it back up top for Rigo. Rigo passes, and in there's Tori Weaver to knock away that ball, and then she falls on it, gets the tie-up, and it'll be a turnover on the Crusaders.
Be number six for Steubenville Catholic Central.
As here's Macy Mullet across the timeline. Looking left wing side, finds Trish Troyer on that far sideline. Now to Evie Mast on the right wing. Mast drives past the defender, finds Mullet open for three, and she got it. Macy Mullet, her first points of the afternoon, makes it a 12-1 ball game. So we cross the timeline with Mary Rohde, gets it down inside to Shrapico. Dribbles back to the top of the key, going to kick it out to Delaney on the left wing side. Delaney now steps back and resets. Has a screen to her right, but going to pass it left to Hoover instead. Now back to Rohde, who drives in, lost the basketball, got it back, puts it up off the glass, no good. Give the rebound to Mast. She'll send it forward. Trish Troyer with one to beat. Has the ball knocked out of her hands as she's going up for the shot. It'll stay with the Hawks. Good defense there by the Crusaders, getting back to stop that fast break. Inbounded to Trish Troyer, wide open for three, and she'll nail it as the Crusaders didn't know the ball was inbounded. That makes it 15-1, 1.5 to play here, quarter number one. Across the timeline is Delaney. Trish Troyer swipes the ball from her, and now Mullet across the timeline. They'll try to double-team her. She got away. Mullet up top, picks up her dribble, looks to kick on the right wing side for Mast. Now inside for Joplin Yoder, kicks it out for Weaver, back to Mast for three, off the back rim. Rebound going to be brought in by Rohde. Rohde across the timeline, far side, looking to go coast to coast, now holds up on the block, loses the basketball, gets it back, puts it up through contact, no good but a foul, she'll shoot two.
I think the contact might have come underneath of her. Oh, no, they are going to call it on Joplin Yoder.
So Yoder picks up her first, team's fourth of the quarter with 58 seconds to play here in the first frame. As here's the first attempt from Rohde, back iron, no good.
Yeah, Steubenville Central Catholic not afraid to move the ball up the court.
Gets the ball for her second attempt. So you can hear the youth up in the stands making some funny remarks to try to get Rohde to miss it. She makes the second one, and now it's 15-2. Right wing side, Evie Mass drives in, tried to pass it there to Joplin Yoder. She couldn't get to it, but it was tipped out of bounds.
Yeah, last touch by one of the Crusaders.
I think Mass wanted the foul there on the pass, didn't get it.
Yeah, it has already been a pretty physical game.
We're going to get a substitution as Mary Fink checks in for the first time. Shrapika will take a seat on the bench. Mullet lobs it up top. Mass comes down. They kicks it on the left wing side for Troyer. Troyer. Now here's a three from Yoder, and she'll get it. And you can give the assist there to Trish Troyer. Already 10 points as the ball taken away again. Here's Trish Troyer driving in, kicks it out to Mass. Mass thought about the three, finds Troyer. Now left wing side for Mullet down in the corner for Tori Weaver. Inside finds Joplin Yoder, who finishes on the near side of the rim. She has 12. 20 seconds to play in the quarter. Delaney across the timeline. Going to be double team. Throws the ball away to Mullet. Mullet now one on two will cross the timeline. Under 10 seconds, finds Weaver, and now driving in is Trish Troyer inside for Yoder, who finishes. No, she doesn't. It rims out of the last second. It'll fall out of bounds. Last touch by the Crusaders. A rare layup miss from Yoder there. It just ran around the rim, and it was basically three-quarters of the way down.
This last minute and a half, it has been basically seeing all of the skills of Joplin
Yoder. Weaver's, are they going to count the bucket? Weaver got it at the buzzer.
That was number 11, Evie Mass.
Pardon me, Evie Mass got it at the buzzer, and that's going to be how we end the first quarter. It's 23-2 after 8 minutes. We'll be back on WKLM.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for February is Kane's Crispy Chicken Pizza.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
3-2, the lead for the Highland Hawks here as we start quarter number two. It'll be Crusaders basketball. As Shrapiko gives this one up to Hoover. And back up top, Shrapiko comes to the left wing side now. Back on the left wing side for Delaney after a quick pass down in the corner. Now back to Delaney. Delaney on the left wing. Perrin Mishler out to guard her. As now Delaney has a look at to the basket, gets turned around, and 5 seconds going to be the call there as Delaney could never get away.
Another turnover for the Crusaders.
Their 10th. Get you those first quarter numbers here in just a moment as Macy Mullet gets across the timeline, gives it up to Weaver, far side. Now back up top to Mullet. Mullet directing traffic, finds Perrin Mishler. She'll stop, now gets it in to Yoder. Yoder dribbles down, puts it up through contact, and gets two more. As it really, once again, has been the Joplin Yoder show. Here's Hoover, going to give it up now for Rohde in the backcourt. Rohde gets it across the timeline, gets it back from Shrapiko. 7 minutes to play, quarter number two, left wing side for Hoover. Hoover dealing with some pressure there from Macy Miller. Now we go on the right wing side for Rohde. Rohde up top, Shrapiko takes a dribble. Now back to Rohde. She'll try a long three off the mark. Rebound going to be brought in by Macy Mullet. Across the timeline, gets it down for Weaver. Tori Weaver kicks on the right wing side for Macy Miller, and that one's too tall for her and goes out of bounds. Hawks in that first quarter, 5 of 9 from downtown for 55%, 4 of 7 from two-point land for 57%, 0-1 from downtown by the Crusaders. 0-7 from two-point range. They were 2-4 from the charity stripe. Each team had 9 rebounds. So here's a long two on the near side. No good on the attempt there from Delaney. Offensive board by Rohde. She'll give it up. And the shot attempt there by Delaney is missed. Correction, that was actually Balbin on the shot attempt. Left wing side. Now here's the three on the way. No good by Perrin Mishler. Rebounded by Hoover. As she almost lost the basketball. Now gives it up to Shrapiko. Shrapiko's shot is up. No good. Rebound going to be brought in by Mullet as the ball basically went straight up. Mullet goes left wing side. Mishler fakes the three. Drives in. Kicks it out. Yoder for three. And she's feeling it today.
Five points. Showing all of her skills as a basketball player.
17 points in the game, 5 points in the quarter. Driving in on the other side and missing the floater is Rohde. Tori Weaver gets the rebound. As now Macy Mullet will slow it down a little bit with 5.5 to play. It's a 28-2 ball game. That pass taken away, and here comes Hoover. One-on-one, she'll drive in against Mullet, and she'll have the ball stripped out of her hands. It'll stay with the Crusaders as substitutions come in. So we'll see Yoder check out as well as Weaver and Mullet. Habiger in as well as Evie Mast and Trish Troyer. Ball inbounded far side for Rohde. Rohde turns, kicks it. Here's a three on the way from Hoover, and she got it. Or pardon me, it's a two. Either way, that's the first field goal of the ball game for the Crusaders as Troyer gets it into Habiger. Habiger puts it up off the glass through contact. Two more for her. She has four. Quickly the other way now. Driving in is Shrapiko. Puts it up and she'll get that one to fall. And that'll bring a timeout from Highland. Hawks leading 30-4. We'll be back on WKLM.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Six now. We put up the two-pointer while we were at break for Steubenville Catholic Central. Yes, Jake Seidel, Scott Miller with you. The Garibrandt brothers are crew today from Claxton Communications. Aiden doing a great job producing. Owen got his headphones on again, so we can't make fun of him as he's working the camera on that far side. Trish Troyer drives in, going to kick it up top for Evie Mast. Kicks it back on the left side. Troyer, a deep three off the rim. Rebound going to be brought in by Macy Miller. She'll get it up to Perrin Mishler. Mishler trying to toss that one in for Habiger, and the ball will be picked up and taken away by Delaney. Delaney sends it to Shrapiko on the far side. Step back three from her off the rim. No good. Rebound going to be brought in there by Hoover, and she will be fouled underneath. And they'll get Macy Miller on that, her first, team's first of the quarter. At the conclusion of this game, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player in the game. That player will receive a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Inbound into the far corner. Here's Delaney driving in. Left the basketball at the three-point line, though, as she goes and collects it. Picks up her dribble. Needs some help as she's in a de facto double team. And are we going to get a five count? No, we're going to get a timeout coming from the Crusaders. We'll take it with them. A 30-6 lead for the Hawks here on WKLM.
Looking for a partner who will bring your vision to life? Tecton Engineering in Berlin is your go-to for civil, residential, and commercial engineering. Customizing their approach to suit your unique needs. And for creative design that sets your project apart, trust brick and banister design. Whether it's residential or commercial, they specialize in innovative design and construction drawings to keep your project on track, on budget, and exactly as you envision. Visit tecton-eng.com and brickandbannersdesign.com today. Call 893-0230. Proud supporters of the Highland Hawks and West Holmes Knights.
4:17 to play here in quarter number two. It's a 24-point lead. How's my math today, Scott? Was that better than it was the other night?
You're good.
24-point lead for the Hawks is driving in as Shrapiko on the near side. Drops back. Now looks to send it to the corner. The pass knocked away, but it goes right into the hands of Hoover to stop the turnover. Now here's Delaney driving in. She has to end up passing it. Reverse layup, or awkward layup, I should say, is good for Mary Rohde. As that one, she kind of just got it, went to turn for the layup, and it went straight into the hoop. We go left wing side now for Trish Troyer. Back up top for Macy Mullett. Cross court, Perrin Mishler has to catch that one awkwardly. Drives in, almost loses the ball, and she will dribble it on the baseline. That'll be a turnover on the Hawks, their ninth. And if you ask Brady Schlabel, he might say that's nine too many.
Yes.
Inbounded to Rohde, going to give this one back. As here comes Bolster up and across the timeline. Correction, Hoover, as she is fouled. And Macy Mullett almost goes for a spill after Bolster, pardon me, Hoover goes down. But Macy Mullett will pick up the foul. Her first, team second. Brady Schlabel has to get out of the way of Hoover on the inbounding attempt here. We'll get it in. Shrapiko has it up top. Driving in, steps back, kicks it out on the left wing side for Delaney. Delaney with a screen, goes away from it, drives in, floaters up, off the rim, rebound tipped out to Habiger, and Habiger going to give this one up to Mass. Mass across the timeline, driving in, kicks it out, Troyer thought about a long three, now drives down into the corner, mid-range floater is up, no good, Rohde with the board, as she'll look to bring it up and crosses the timeline, she's going to look to go coast to coast, puts it up off the glass, no good, gets her own board though, kicks it out on the left wing side for Hoover. Hoover dribbles, now turns, has the ball knocked away, and now here's Mullett. Grabs it one-on-one to the hoop with her defender behind her. She'll lay it up for two. She has five. 32-8 now the lead for the Hawks. Driving in is Rohde, has her shot blocked by Habiger, saves it inbounds on the rebound. She'll give it to Joplin Yoder, who kicks it out to Trish Troyer. Troyer on the far side, takes a dribble, now steps back. Going to give it up to Mullett up top here. 2.5 to play in quarter number two. Kick to the corner. Evie Mast all alone puts up a three. No good. And it goes off the top of the backboard. Stop by the jewelry store to see the large selection of diamond earrings in different styles, along with sterling silver to 14-karat gold jewelry. They have a wide range of merchandise for you. That's the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Timeout Catholic Central. We'll be back on WKLM.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Whether you're exploring faith for the first time or looking for a place to call home, Northside Church invites you to be a part of their growing community. Join them for services Sundays at 9 and 10:30 a.m., where you'll find inspiring messages and a welcoming atmosphere for all ages. And for 6th to 12th graders, Northside Student Ministry meets Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. during the school year. Visit them at 1207 Worcester Road, just north of Joel Pomeran Hospital in Millersburg. They can't wait to meet you at Northside Church.
32-8 the lead for Highland here. 2:20 to play here in quarter number two, as it's really been all Hawks, and they held the Crusaders without a field goal in the first quarter. Rohde's across the timeline for Catholic Central. Drives in, puts it up, high up the glass, no good. Rebound by Macy Mullett as she takes it across the timeline. Kicks it on the right wing side to Mass. Mass drives in, kicks to Weaver. Now here's Habiger for three. Got it! Habiger with her first triple of the afternoon makes it 35-8. Now here's Rohde. Loses the basketball, gets it back across the timeline. Bounce pass underneath to Delaney. It's going to be knocked away. They're going to say last off Delaney. She's not happy with the call. The Catholic Central fans aren't happy with the call, but it will be Highland basketball.
Yeah, as fast-paced as Steubenville Catholic Central has attempted to make this game, Highland's kind of putting it right back on them. And that's some of the fastest moving that I've seen the Highland offense most of this season. I think they're just going to fight fire with fire.
Mullet's three rims out. The rebound brought in there by Shia Garcia. It'll be moved forward for Hoover on the left wing. And let's see here. Hoover going to be called for a travel. That'll be another turnover on the Crusaders.
Yeah, it's one thing to try to move the ball fast-paced, but oftentimes, you know, it's outside of your ability to be able to move the ball if you can't handle, you know, and take care of the ball.
Mass gives it up to Mullet. Bounced in now to Joplin Yoder. Turns, puts it up. Took a lot of contact. No good. Rebound by Habiger. Her putback's no good. Joplin Yoder's offensive rebound. Her putback no good. And finally, it will be Rigo to pick up the board. Right wing side now. Here's Shrapiko driving in. Throws it up off the front of the rim. No good. Mullet with the rebound. And we're going to have an official's timeout here. See, I think he was checking on Shrapiko, who was hunched over there for a second. A little bit of contact as she drove into the lane there. The official wanted to stop action, make sure she was okay before we continued on. Under a minute to play here in the first half. As here's Habiger going to kick it to Weaver on the left wing side. In for Joplin Yoder. Yoder, bounce pass for Habiger is going to be intercepted. No, it's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Rigo as she almost had it and then just lost it. Couldn't get through.
I'm not sure that Coach Schlabaugh would have preferred that pass. It almost turned out as a turnover for...
Habiger gets the ball in from Weaver, misses the shot. Rigo with the rebound with 40 seconds to play in the quarter as Rohde brings it across the timeline. Now up top, here's Shrapiko. Shrapiko dribbles, working one-on-one, kicks it out. Rohde with a long three, and she drained it. First triple of the ball game for Rohde. She has six. Now Evie Mass thought about a three, drives in, floater from the right side's no good. She'll go to the line and shoot two, though, on the foul. As it will be Rigo who picks up the personal. Her first, team's first of the quarter. So here's the first attempt for Mass to end the first quarter on a buzzer beater. She'll miss the front end. Perrin Mishler and Trish Troyer will check in for the last 18 seconds as Weaver and Habiger check out. Mass with the ball. Puts it up. And nothing but net. Mass has 4 points, 18 seconds to play in the quarter. Hoover inbounds it to Shrapiko. Now in the middle to Rohde. Back to Shrapiko. Can't handle it, but able to collect it across midcourt. Shrapiko now with 12 seconds. Going to kick it up top for Hoover. Hoover kicks right wing side. Drops back. Now kicks it back up top for Rohde. 5 seconds. Rohde with 3 seconds, and she'll be called for the walk.
Yeah, I think best of intentions for the Crusaders on that particular run up the court. But... Again, turnover, maybe a little bit due to Highland's defense, but, you know, a lot of their turnovers have been unprovoked.
Stretch pass to Joplin Yoder for three at the end. No good off the rim at the buzzer, and that's how we end the first quarter of play, or pardon me, the first half of play. Hawks leading 36-11 at the break. We'll be back on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Driving close to power lines is usually safe, but accidents can happen unexpectedly. Do you know what to do if you come across downed power lines? Step one, stay inside your vehicle for safety. It's often safer than being outside with live cables. Simultaneously, dial 911 for immediate assistance. Step two, also ensure that no one approaches the vehicle. It's advisable to maintain a distance of at least 50 feet from the car. To learn more, reach out to your local co-op for additional information.
the other guy's insurance. You got Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. It's Brenda. I was just reading through your proposal, and I have a few questions.
When we drafted up your proposal, we really aimed right down the middle.
Sometimes wonder if your insurance agent true priority is more time on the golf course.
At Hummel, we do insurance differently. Our expert advisors help you not only mitigate risk, but operate more efficiently, decrease employee turnover, and increase your bottom line.
The President's Day Super Sale is underway at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and we're kicking off our 80th anniversary year with savings throughout the store. As a member of one of the nation's largest appliance buying groups, we offer inventory levels and pricing equal to or better than all those larger stores. Are you building or remodeling? In addition to package discounts, we'll hold your appliances in our warehouse until you are ready for our professional installation team. So visit us today on State Route 83 South in Millersburg or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
Stop in for the BOGO sale all this week at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have Armor Lunch Makers, Pilgrim's Nuggets, the Philly Steak Sandwich Steaks, Progresso Soup, and Brawny Paper Towels, all buy one, get one free. We also have Haagen-Dazs Ice Cream, Mayfield Sandwiches or Bars, Steak-O-Manga Steaks, Red Lobster Seafood, Old El Paso Soup, Sunkist Drink Mix, Quaker Mini Rice Trips, and all laundry detergent, buy one, get one free. That's now through Sunday at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Back in the Reese Center, it's the 36-11 lead for the Highland Hawks after one half of play. Wow, I'm all over the place today, apparently, with my quarter lengths. Jake Seidel and Scott Miller with you to wrap up that first half. And again, our producer today, Aiden Garibrandt, Owen Garibrandt, our videographer, and Blayson Mullins is back at WKLM Sports Central. Well, the Hawks led big 23-2 after one quarter of play. They did not allow a field goal by Catholic Central in that first quarter. They would outscore the Crusaders 13-9 in the second frame to take a 36-11 lead at halftime. Leading the way for the Crusaders is Mary Rody. She has 6 points. Rody, 1 of 2 from downtown, 1 of 8 from two-point land, 1 of 2 from the charity stripe, 3 from Aurelia Hoover. She has a field goal and a free throw, and 2 from Natalie Shrapiko. She is 1 of 2 from two-point land. On the other side for the Hawks, they're led by, I'll give you one guess, Joplin Yoder. Yoder, 17 points so far in this one. 3 of 4 from downtown, 4 of 9 from two-point land, as she really had a fantastic first quarter to push those numbers. After that, 7 points from Ellie Habiger. Habiger, 1 of 1 from downtown, 2 of 4 from two-point land. 5 points from Macy Mullett, who's 1 of 2 from downtown, 1 of 2 from the two-point mark. 4 points come from Evie Mass, as she's 1 of 3 from downtown and 1 of 2 from the charity stripe. And 3 points from Trish Troyer, who's 1 of 5 from downtown. That takes us to our halftime score of 36-11. Now with the first half team numbers, here's Scott Miller.
Thanks a lot, Jake. With Highland outscoring Catholic Central 13-9 in that second quarter, with our score for the first half 36-11. From three-point range, Highland was 7 of 16 for 44%, while the Crusaders were 1 of 5 for 20%. Inside the arc, two-point range, Highland 7 of 15 for 47%. Steubenville Catholic Central 3 of 16 for 19%. At the free throw line, both teams were 50%, Highland hitting 1 of 2 at the charity stripe, while Steubenville was 2 of 4, again, for 50%. Highland out-rebounded the Crusaders in that first half, 21-18. Steubenville Catholic Central had 18 turnovers in two quarters of action, while Highland had 10. And as you said, Jake, that's probably 10 too many for Coach Schlabaugh. But Highland, you know, taking control here, especially in that second quarter.
Well, on the other side of that, we heard Coach Schlabaugh say he wanted a better game on the offensive rebounding side. 8 rebounds on the offensive end in the first half, a great indicator of that. Leading the way is Macy Mullett with 4. Ellie Habiger has 3. 1 on the offensive end. Joplin Yoder has 3. 2 on the offensive end. On the other side, 6 rebounds for Mary Rohde. 4 have been on the offensive end for her as she leads her team that quarter. Hoover has 3. 1 on the offensive end. 2 from Trapico. And, Scott, really, Highland just pushed their tempo and didn't let Central or Catholic Central ever really set up their offense.
Well, and I think it was a little bit of what I said as they entered that second quarter. Highland knew that regardless of whether they were scoring baskets, Steubenville Catholic Central was trying to push the ball, trying to move the ball. And Highland thought, you know what? We may end up facing a team a little further down the tournament trail that is going to try to push the ball. So let's see if we can do it as well. And they upped the tempo all of a sudden, and they were kind of fighting fire with fire. And all of a sudden, you know, Highland starts hitting shots on their fast break or their quicker movement of the ball. And, you know, if Central Catholic or Catholic Central's not hitting their shots, it really makes no difference if you're pushing the ball and you're getting it up in your end of the court, but you can't hit shots. And some of that obviously is due to the defense of Highland, but I think Central Catholic probably feels like if Highland can get set up in their defense, then it's going to be an even tougher row to hoe.
2 minutes left in halftime here. Hawks leading at 36-11 at the break. We'll take a timeout and come back with the third quarter next on WKLM.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
MEB Systems, area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mbbsystems.com. MBB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
February is Career and Technical Education Month, and Buckeye Career Center is celebrating the power of hands-on learning. With over 30 high school programs, including outdoor power, meat cutting, precision machining, and CAD, our students gain real-world skills for in-demand careers. Want to learn more? Save the date for March 20th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. for our spring open house. Meet our instructors, explore our labs, and discover both high school and adult education opportunities during this combined event. Learn more at BuckeyeCareerCenter.org.
Getting set for the second half here. Jake Seidel and Scott Miller with you. Again, our producer today, Aiden Garibrandt, and Owen Garibrandt, our videographer. Blaisdon Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. Great to have you with us tonight. Well, I guess this afternoon. It's a Saturday afternoon. We had some ice on the roads this morning. It made it fun driving down here from home. But, hey, we made it, and roads should be getting better throughout the day. And don't forget, we'll have on YouTube later tonight the West Holmes Maysville game, and on the radio we'll have both Garaway and Highlands matchups at the IVC Showcase from Claymont. Hawks ball as we come out to start the third. As Mullett has it inbounded, she's across the timeline, going to go right wing side for Mast. Into the corner for Trish Troyer. Now she'll lob it in for Joplin Yoder, who gets away from some contact. Kicks it out to Mullett for 3. No good. Rebound going to be brought in there by Hoover. Hoover brings it across the timeline. Now loses the basketball. Mullett takes it away. She'll take some contact, and now she's one on none to the hoop. We'll lay it up and in for 2. Mullett has 7 points, and it's a 38-11 lead. As here comes Rohde across the timeline, driving up to the right block, just throws it up. That shot might have been partially blocked by Habiger. Mast will come down with the rebound, gives it up to Mullet. Acted like she wanted to drive, now resets up top. Habiger fakes the three, left wing side, Trish Troyer for three. She got it. Her second triple of the afternoon makes it a 30-point game, 41-11. Here's Shrapiko going to kick it left wing side through the hands of Delaney and out of bounds into the fans in the first row of seats on the far side.
Yeah, two turnovers right away here in this third quarter, and that's 15 for the game for the Crusaders.
So we cross the timeline with Mullet here. Hawks lead by 30, 41-11. Kicked left wing side. Trish Troyer for three again. This time no good. Rebound going to be brought in there. I believe that was Bolster on that rebound. As we cross the timeline with Shrapiko, she's going to give it out on the right wing side for Hoover. Bounce pass inside. Putting up the shot was Bolster. Misses it. An offensive board was brought in by Delaney. Her putback no good. Bolster with another offensive board. Kicks it out to Mary Rohde. Back up top now for Hoover. Going to kick it. No. Going to now go on the left wing side for Delaney. Delaney dribbles top of the key, drives in, now turns, kicks. Hoover for three. Got it. Hoover's first triple. She has six. 14-41 now the score. Hawks on top as Mullet comes across the timeline, kicks it to Mass in the corner, back to Mullet. Now driving in, here's Joplin Yoder, throws it up and gets the roll off the front of the rim for two more. She has 19 points. Across the timeline is Hoover, working against Mullet, picks up her dribble, hands it off to Shrapiko, but Mass takes it away through some contact, will save it inbounds on the far side, and will go the other way. Kicked left wing side for Rohde. Inside now, putting it up and having her shot blocked out of bounds by Joplin Yoder was Bolster. Ball will stay with the Crusaders.
Yeah, I think if she had shot faked on that, you know, she might have had a little bit more of a chance to get that to go down.
Looking to inbound this one now. Here is Hoover. Bounce pass to Rohde as it knocked away again. Torrey Weaver, like we said, one of those scrappy players coming in, knocking it away. 5:28 to play, quarter number three, 43-14 the lead for the Hawks. This is kicked into the corner. Shrapiko misses the three. Rebound. Well, it'll be a team rebound for the Hawks as a foul called against Rohde. She was over the back. Her first, team's first since the, well, first of the quarter, I should say. Not a lot of fouls have been called in this game. By my count, nine total fouls. So we cross the timeline with Mullet, going to give it up now, kicks it on the left wing side for Troyer, lobs it in for Yoder. Yoder takes a dribble, now kicks it out. Here's a long two from Weaver off the back iron. Rohde brings in the board. Rohde across the timeline, drives in, now turns, wants to put it out, kicks it out. Shrapiko for three off the front rim, and Joplin Yoder with the rebound. Pressure coming from behind. She has to get rid of it to Mullet on the left wing. Mullet kicks it in the corner. Here is Mishler for three off the rim. Rebound knocked all the way up top here to Delaney. She's one on two. She'll put up a three instead of driving in. Misses everything. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Hawks basketball. At the conclusion of this game, we'll announce the Thread and Ink player of the game. That player receives a free T-shirt, courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Mullet now with the ball, brings it across the timeline, kicks, now moves left wing side as the ball knocked away. Two on one the other way, driving in and turning on it as Delaney throws up a shot underneath the hoop and will get two. Her first points of the ball game. 43-16 now, kicked it in the corner. Mishler going to drive in, kicks to Mast, up top to Habiger for three. Got it. Habiger's second triple, she has 10.
Now that's another new weapon for the Hawks.
So ball going to be knocked out of bounds there by Macy Mull. It'll stay with the Crusaders. They'll inbound in front of their bench, and we'll see Macy Miller check in. So Miller in for Mullet. Exchange of Macy's by the Highland bench. As that ball going to be taken away there by Mishler. Crosses the timeline, moves on the right wing side, drives in, kicks it out. Mass for three on the far side. She got it. She's got seven. It's a 49-16 game. Driving the other way now, here's Sherpico. Tries to get it inside. Ball's on the ground, and it's going to be taken away by the Hawks. As here's Tori Weaver across the timeline, drives in, looking to kick out. Mishler had a hard time grabbing it, gets it in for Habiger. Habiger puts it up through contact, no good. Gets the rebound, and she'll be fouled underneath. As I believe that one is going to go against Babylon, and it will. Her first, team second of the quarter, and she kind of had Habiger's arm looped.
Yeah, that's one thing I could say about...
Mass for three on the corner, no good. As the rebound fought for, still knocked away, and it will be a tie-up. Down low, we'll give the ball to the Crusaders. Go ahead, Scott. That's a 49-16 now. The lead for the Hawks with 3:22 to play here in the quarter. They'll inbound this one to Rohde. Rohde across the timeline. Looks to drive on that left wing side. Kicks now. Here is Delaney back up top for Sherpico. Going to kick it to Rohde on the right wing side. Rohde driving in. Mid-range jumper is off the front of the rim. Offense board, no. It's going to be brought in by Macy Miller. She'll get it out for Mishler. Mishler with pressure coming, driving in, looks to lay it up. No good, but a foul. She'll shoot two. As he'll get Delaney on that one, her second. ...49-16, 2:57 to play here, quarter number three. First attempt is up and good there by Mishler. Simply pull in, remain your vehicle, let the experienced crew provide a quality convenient oil change. No appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. Well, there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right. And you're back on the road, Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 South in Millersburg. Second attempt by Mishler is good. She's 2 of 2 from the stripe and has 2 points. As Rohde has it up top, and now Habiger takes it away. Habiger one-on-one, drives in, puts it up off the glass. No good, but a foul. She'll shoot two, and the clock runs as we have reached our 35-point lead by the Hawks.
And if it does move back into within 30, I think it'll stop again.
They do have to get it back within 30. That's the difference between some of the other running clock rules we see, as the front end is up there by Habiger. She has 11. Second attempt from Habiger. And she puts it up and will go 2 for 2 on the trip. Habiger now with 12 points. Far side now, here's Delaney. We'll get it across the timeline to Hoover. Hoover picks up her dribble. Looking to turn, we'll give it up to Rohde up top. Rohde driving, now loses that basketball, but it's going to be picked up inside. And now it is poked away, but it'll go out of bounds. Last touched by the Hawks as Delaney just kind of lost the handle on it.
A lot of people touched that ball all to be not a turnover.
You're the coach that keeps possession of the ball, you love it. If you're the coach that can't get possession of it, you're not always a fan. Sherpico, hook shot, no good, but a foul going to be called against Mishler. She'll shoot two. So Sherpico at the line, shooting two. 1 minute to play here in the third quarter. First attempt is up and no good. Now under a minute to play in the quarter. Gets the ball for her second attempt. Puts it up. Missed them both. Trish Troyer with the board for the Hawks as she gives this one up. Evie Mass will bring it up and across the timeline with 35 seconds to play in the quarter. Hawks going to spread the floor here. Near side for Troyer. Who dribbles, now turns, stops back, kicks it up top for Evie Mass, who has to high point it. looking to drop back. 20 seconds to play now in the quarter. Mass going to give it up for Troyer on the near side. Troyer dribbles up top. Now back to Mass with 14 seconds to play in the quarter. Gives it up for Macy Miller. Now left wing side, Troyer. Tried to get that one handed off to Mishler. She'll have it knocked out of her hands out of bounds, and that should do it for the quarter. And that will finish up the quarter. After three quarters of play, it's a 53-16 lead for the Hawks. We'll be back on WKLM.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomeroy Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomeroy has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomeroy provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomeroyHospital.org.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat. Mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
8 minutes left in this one. Hawks leading 53-16. They'll start the clock as the ball is inbounded to Mullet in the backcourt. Mullet moves on the right wing side and takes some contact, and she will lose the ball out of bounds. She, I think the way she's smiling, wanted a foul call there with a grab on her shoulder, none coming. So that'll be a turnover on the Highland Hawks. This one inbounded to Rohde in the backcourt. We'll get you those third quarter stats in just a moment as we cross the timeline with Rohde. Rohde on the right wing side, drops back, now looks to hand it off, kicks it to Rigo in the corner. Rigo will lose it out of bounds, last touched by Yoder. A great game by a few different Highland Hawks on the offensive end. You look at Yoder and Habiger, both over the 10-point plateau, as that one is inbounded to Delaney. She'll give it up to Sharpico up top, wants to drive in, but a foul going to be called before the shot. I think they're going to get Evie Mast on that one, and they will. That'll be her first, team's first of the fourth quarter. As we'll see, Mary Fink check back in. Delaney checks out for the Crusaders. The ball inbounded up top towards Fink, but Habiger takes it away. Habiger driving the other way, pressure coming from behind, has it poked loose. It'll stay with the Hawks. Third quarter numbers, Hawks 3 of 7 from downtown. Crusaders 1 of 3. 2 of 4 from two-point land by the Hawks for 50%, 1 of 6 for 17% by the Crusaders. Hawks a perfect 4 of 4 from the charity stripe. Central went 0-for-2. Hawks out-rebounded, actually. 8 by the Crusaders, 7 by the Hawks, as here is Mass for 3. Rebound rims out. Habiger will have it poked to her. Kicks it into the middle. Has to be saved in bounds, as now here's a 3 from Joplin. Yoder off the rim, no good. Rebound, though, by Habiger. Goes to Mullet on the far side. Down in the corner now. And trying to get it in for Yoder. The ball's knocked loose. Habiger saves it again on the far sideline. Here's a 3 from Yoder. It's going to be short. Rigo will catch that one like a punt returner. 7 turnovers in that third quarter by the Crusaders, 2 by Highland. Here's Rohde for 2 at the free throw line. She got it. Rohde now with 8 points to lead the way for the Crusaders as we cross the timeline with Mullet. Mullet gets it in for Joplin Yoder, throws up a 2-pointer from the line, and she's got another 2. She has over 20 now at 21 as a timeout called by the Hawks here, and they're just going to substitute here, it looks like. And it looks like the substitutions will be allowed by head coach Rocky Bragg. He's not going to ask for to honor the timeout. So the clock continues to run now. 4:53 to play in this one. They'll get this one into Sharpico. She'll give it up now back to Trepico across the timeline. Tried to give it up for Rigo. I think she thought Rigo was waiting for the ball. Rigo thought she was setting a screen, and it'll be thrown away.
21 turnovers for Steubenville Catholic Central.
Macy Miller inbounds this one to Perrin Mischler. Back to Miller on the near side to Tori Weaver on the left wing. Back up top for Mischler. Now here's Haviger. Going to kick it out for Weaver, who has to keep that one away from Rohde with 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Haviger left wing side as the ball smacked out of her hands. Will go to Mischler in the near corner. Mischler dribbling through contact. Pass somehow gets on the outside, and there's a 3-ball good by Peyton Yoder. It's a 3 from Peyton Yoder. The ball going to be knocked out of bounds by Mischler, and we'll have more substitutions. See Easton Miller check in, as well as Carly Weaver.
Some of the younger Highland players getting some action here late in this contest.
And it looks like pretty much all the starters are out, and most of the players, they get a lot of varsity time. There's a 3 from Trepico up top, no good. Rebound by Peyton Yoder. Now here's Mischler with the basketball across the timeline, kicks it to the corner there for Weaver, back up top, and a foul going to be called as they get Delaney. She got the wrist of Mischler. Delaney picks up her third. And we'll see Alexis Latham check in now for the Crusaders. Rigo checks out. Inbounded to Mischler. She dribbles, now steps back, comes near side. Now here's Macy Miller. Miller on the left wing, going to give it up. Now in the corner. Here's Mischler for 3, no good. Rebound by Shia Garcia. So we cross the timeline with Delaney. Delaney on the right wing side, dribbles in, now working one-on-one against Mischler. Has the ball poked away, but Trepico comes up with it. She'll get a step back 2, no good. Offensive board by Rohde. She'll put it up and in, and that'll bring a timeout by the Crusaders with 2.5 to play. We'll take it with them and be back here on WKLM.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
This contest will be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game. That player will receive a free t-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink, custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Jake Seidel, Scott Miller with you, and we see Coach Schlabel putting in a few of his players that don't get as much playing time at the varsity level, and you know they've only played 2 quarters for most of their JV games this season, so good to see some action here in a competitive game.
Yeah, and you know that they're good at all phases of the game because they're taught so well here at Highland, whether they're in middle school or high school.
Zap pass intercepted by Trepico. She's going to send it forward here, trying to find Latham. Latham picks up her dribble, kicks it up top for Rohde. Rohde to the top of the key, 2:13 and counting here in the ball game. Going to kick left wing side. Trepico for 3 off the rim. Rebound brought in by Mischler, and she comes to the ground as she's knocked down by Trepico. Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, let the experienced crew provide a quality convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. While there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 South in Millersburg. Left wing side, they'll try to get it in for Miller. The pass knocked away. Trepico one-on-one as she just leaves the ball on the near sideline, dealing with some pressure, and will inbound it for the Hawks on the 22nd turnover. High Central or Catholic Central. 1:20 in this one. Mischler going to lob it on the near side as they're driving in. Mischler misses the layup. Rohde wind up with the
partially
rebound.
Partially blocked that time.
Rohde did, I think, get up there, got a hand on it. She'll kick it on the left wing side. Latham for 3 on the other end. No good. Rebound is still loose and finally brought in by Macy Miller. She spins out of it. Miller across the timeline, 1 minute to play, tries to lob that one down low, and it's intercepted by Garcia. She sends forward for Rohde. Rohde now going to drive one on two, gets triple teamed in the middle. Garcia for three, rims out. Rohde with the board, kicks it back out on the left wing side. Here's Delaney for a long two, and she drains it. Mara Delaney with 4 points, and it's a 58-22 game, 30 seconds to play. And it looks like the Hawks going to spread the floor here as we have Miller on the near side. Now trying to get it inside. Nick knocked back out. Now down into the corner here for Weaver. Her shot is short there on the three-pointer. Rebound goes out of bounds, and it'll be Crusaders basketball on the missed shot. 10 seconds. Trapico across the timeline. Puts the three up off the front of the rim. Rebound on the ground, and it'll be picked up there by Rohde. She won't get a shot off, and the final buzzer makes it the official 58-22. The final score in this one. We'll take a timeout and wrap it up next here on WKLM.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of Ready Mix Concrete at 674-0865 or Sand and Gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
MEV Systems, a name that has been around since 1977. It is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEV Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mebsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerain Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerain has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerain provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomerainHospital.org.
Holmes Limestone Company of Berlin is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes. They understand scholar athletes work hard in the gym and in the classroom, spending long hours, late nights, and sacrifices for not only their personal goals, but also their team. Your friends at Holmes Limestone have been in business since 1948, and they are located on State Route 39 east of Berlin. Holmes Limestone would like to take this opportunity to salute parents, coaches, teachers, and athletes for their hard work and dedication throughout the year. Holmes Limestone, proud to be a part of your community.
Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware and MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry with solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Looking to boost your career or gain new skills? Buckeye Career Center has two exciting new adult education courses, Intro to Industrial Robotics and Intro to Basic Machining. Whether you are a newcomer or a current worker looking to advance, these hands-on courses will prepare you for in-demand jobs in the Tuscarawas Valley. Call 330-339-2288 or visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org to register today. Did you know that BCC offers grant funding towards earning your CDL? Start your journey to a high-paying career with financial assistance.
Are you jumping around from office to office to take care of all your dental care for your family? Take a tip from Grin and Gary to get all of your work done at one dental office. We offer all services, whether it be routine care for all ages, braces, implant surgery, wisdom tooth removal, or root canals. All services can be done under IV sedation if you are anxious or afraid of the dentist. To find out more information, please visit our website, www.drbradwelsh.com, or give us a call. We wish all of our local athletes the best winter sports season.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pole buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
Back in the Reese Center, Highland, a big winner today in the sectional championship game, 58-22. They defeat Steubenville Catholic Central. They led 23-2 after one quarter of play, keeping Catholic Central from getting a field goal until the second quarter. They'd outscore the Crusaders 13-9 to go into halftime, leading 36-11. In the third frame, Hawks outscoring the Crusaders 17-5 to go into the fourth quarter, leading 53-16. Before the Crusaders outscored the Hawks 6-5 in the final frame, making our final score 58-22. Mary Rohde leading the way for the Crusaders with 10 points. Rohde shot 1 of 2 from downtown and 3 of 12 from two-point land, 1 of 2 from the charity stripe. Aurelia Hoover added 6 points. Hoover on the afternoon, 1 of 1 from downtown, 1 of 1 from two-point land, and 1 of 2 from the charity stripe. 4 points came from Delaney as she shot 1 of 7 from two-point land, and 2 points came from Natalie Shrapiko as she was 1 of 3 from two-point land. That got us to our final score of 58-22, or 22 points for Catholic Central. On the other side, the Hawks were paced by Joplin Yoder. Most of those points coming in the first quarter. Yoder on the afternoon was 3 of 6 from downtown, 6 of 11 from two-point land for her 21 points. After that, it was 12 points for Ellie Habiger. Habiger, 2 of 2 from downtown, 2 of 5 from two-point land, and 2 of 2 from the charity stripe. 7 each from Macy Mullen and Evie Mass, 6 from Trish Troyer, 3 from Peyton Yoder, 2 from Perrin Mishler, rounds out the Highland total of 58. Now the final team numbers. Here's Scott Miller.
Thanks again, Jake. So from three-point land beyond the arc, Highland was 11 of 28 for 39% on the afternoon, while Steubenville Catholic Central hit 2 of 12 three-pointers for 17%. from inside the arc. Steubenville Catholic Central, 7 of 28 for 25%, while the Highland Hawks were 10 of 21 for 48%. At the free throw line, Steubenville Catholic Central, 2 of 6 at the charity stripe, while Highland was 5 of 6 for 83%. Highland just out-rebounded Steubenville Catholic Central 33-32, so one of Coach Schlabaugh's goals did come to fruition, but again, it was just by one rebound for the game and the four quarters. Turnovers, Steubenville Catholic Central, the Crusaders had 22 turnovers for four quarters of action, while Highland had 15 turnovers on the day.
Ellie Habiger had 6 rebounds for the Hawks. 4 of those were on the offensive end. Macy Mullett added 4 defensive rebounds. Joplin Yoder had 4 rebounds, 2 on the offensive end. Torrey Weaver had 3. On the other side, Mary Rohde missed out on a double-double by 1 rebound. She finished with 9, 5 of those on the offensive boards. Trapico had 2, 4 for Hoover, and 3, 2 on the offensive end for Delaney. And Scott, the Hawks came out, they kind of punched the Crusaders in the mouth to start the ball game and never looked back.
Yeah, and you know, despite the fact that the Crusaders continued to try to get the ball up the court so that Highland wouldn't get into their half-court half-court defense, you know, when you miss shots, even if you're able to push the ball, you know, it kind of spells doom for a team. You know, it's one thing if you can push the ball and you can score, you know, one out of every 3 shots or something of that nature. But again, Highland doing pretty much its job. You know, a delayed start here because of the bus issues and a little bit of because of the weather. But Highland kind of got warmed up very well and just continued to extend their lead, and we finally got it to a running clock here in that third quarter.
So the Hawks will advance. They'll take on either Conotton Valley or River at a neutral site on the 19th. I believe that's next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Meanwhile, Catholic Central's season will come to an end as their final record will be 14-9. We got to give out our trending player of the game, and we're going to go with Ellie Habiger today. Habiger breaking the 10-point plateau. She had 12 points to go along with her team-high 6 rebounds and really kind of embodied what Coach Schlabaugh wanted to see out of this team today, and not to mention the things that don't show up in the scorebook. She played great defense and disrupted a lot of passes from Catholic Central.
Yeah, and, you know, I know she will occasionally step out and hit the 3-ball. But, you know, if that's something that she is adding to her game and the coaches are giving her that freedom to shoot those 3-pointers, that's something that could come into play a little further down this tournament trail. If you have an Ellie Habiger along with a Joplin Yoder who can step out and hit the 3. But I think that Habiger is a candidate, you know, and certainly a well-deserved candidate for our Thread and Ink player of the game.
Ellie's going to get a T-shirt courtesy of our friends at Thread and Ink in Holmesville. And again, a thank you to them for all season long helping us highlight these athletes that do so much on the court. Now they get a little T-shirt to, you know, give those bragging rights a little bit. Alzi, Scott, always a pleasure to work with you today.
Yep, thank you, Jake.
I'd also like to thank our video crew from Claxon Communications, the Garabrants out here, Aiden and Owen, always a great job, doing a great job helping us put together this great package for you. And again, Blaisdell Mullins has been back at WKLM Sports Central. So for all of us here, again, the final score is 58-22. The Hawks will advance to the district semifinal once again. For Scott Miller, Aiden and Owen Garabrant, as well as Blaisdell Mullins, I'm Jake Seidel signing off. Reminding you to stay safe and healthy and inviting you to tune in later for some IVC Showcase basketball here on FM 95.3 WKLM, as well as West Holmes in Maysville on the WKLM YouTube channel later tonight. Have a great afternoon, everyone.
Listening, this has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.
FM 95.3 WKLM Millersburg.